This is KUT. In-person visits are back at Travis County jails. The change comes nearly 2.5 years since adopting only video visitation. County commissioners have voted unanimously for the change, even though the county is exempt from a new state law. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Several jails in Texas had started to shift to video visits, where inmates and family could talk and see each other over a monitor. A law passed this year aimed to reverse that trend and move back to in-person visits. Commissioner Margaret Gomez says she's always supported being able to visit an inmate face-to-face.
The children find it very hard to communicate with their family member through video. They don't know to look into the camera, and they look all over the place. They hear a voice, you know, and so it's a real tough thing, you know, for them to actually make a connection.
The new state law required the reinstatement of in-person visits, 2 per week per inmate. But there's an exception to that law. If your county spent a lot of money setting up a video system, you don't have to comply. Travis County falls into this exemption. But commissioners decided yesterday they will offer inmates a full menu of visitation options. Even though the county spent money on the video system, it will spend roughly $700,000 hiring 14 full-time employees to set up in-person visits. The plan is to have those biweekly visits start on April 1st. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.